See, I don't gotta think too much, and my trust went low, and that's why I can't love you late. And we've been here before, don't run to the grand, keep it between us two. How you gon' front like Dooley ain't one of the ones to pull up whenever you need him? Now I'm focused on guap, any bitch from the past, y'all could just keep him. I'ma walk down so I don't gotta chase him.
Friday the 13th, I'm spending with Jason.
Excuse me, I'm a smoker right now. I'm sorry. I don't like to be unprofessional. I'm very sorry, guys. But, yeah, it's been a while. I'm back. What's up? You feel me? How y'all doing? I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Welcome back to Chilling with Ivy. I think I got it correct this time. I was able to change the name of my podcast. You feel me? Because, I had named it Cooling with Ivy, right? Because I couldn't decide if I wanted to call it Cooling with Ivy or Chilling with Ivy. So when I first made this shit, I entitled it Cooling with Ivy. But I would every time I drop an episode, I'd put in the title Chilling with Ivy. So it was a little weird, you know. It was a little weird for a little while, but I just fucking changed all episode names. No. I changed the name of the podcast to Chilling with Ivy. So that way it matches the title of the episodes for me. Because this shit was weird. It was fucking with me. I'm not going to lie. I low-key have OCD. So I like to make sure my shit is good and organized and intact for me. It keeps me sane. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I don't know if I did the intro properly or not. But welcome back to Chilling with Ivy. This is episode 7. I hope this is episode 7. I can't remember. It probably is. If it's 6, I'm sorry. If it's 7, cool, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what episode it is when y'all see the title. So if I fuck up, whatever. Okay, whatever. I don't know. Phoebe, I don't want to give no life updates. You know, that shit is whack. I just know a year ago today. It wasn't a year ago exactly, but last year. It probably was. I think it was New Year's or some other day. Between the 1st and the 7th, I made an episode. It was the intro to season 2. This is the season 2. Duh, y'all listen to that shit right now. For me, just gave an update because at the time I didn't drop in months. And, you know, I'm back and I ain't dropping months again, for me. I'm trying to be consistent, bro. This shit, like, I'll be like, I'm not going to lie, go home. Like, I go home. I'm home. If I ain't home, I'm at work. If I'm not at work, I'm sleeping. Maybe I'm on a game. I barely even been touching the game lately. But, like, maybe I'm on a game. Or I'm watching a show. Or I'm just straight on my phone, listening to music, just going through the socials and shit. You know, regular shit for me. So even when I be free, I don't be free because I don't be doing shit. Yes, when I'm not doing shit, that is doing something to me. So in my free time, I like to do nothing. And I know it's not really good because it's good to be productive and get shit out the way, whatever. I'm a procrastinator. I've been procrastinating my whole life. I like to wait last minute to do shit. I don't say I like to wait, but I get shit done better when I wait last minute. You feel me? It's just like I'm a spot on type of nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in the moment. You feel what I'm saying? Like, fuck a studying, fuck a preparing, nigga. Everything is calculated in my brain. So I know what I'm doing all the time. You know what I'm saying? Even when I don't, I'm aware. I know what the fuck is going on. Like, you could fucking throw a dog at me and I kick that shit. Like, I kick that shit because, you know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with dogs, but fuck with my lighter. I do want a dog. I want 2 dogs. I want a Sharky, or Sharky, or a Yorkie. Some shit. Look, Google this shit for me. But I want that, and I want a King Corso. A King Corso is a big black dog. I want a King Corso because it reminds me of me. I'm a big black dog. I can't find my lighter, and it's pissing me off. Okay, this is blowing minds right now. I cannot find my lighter. Okay, please, I can't find my lighter. Nah. Oh, it's in my pocket. I'm sorry. I just got up for nothing. But yeah, you know, a nigga been chilling, you know, work home, you feel me? If I go to the towns, I go to Brooklyn, I chill with the gang, hang out with my friends, you feel me? Just do regular stuff. I can't do that every day, though. Like, if I go to Brooklyn, all I need is, like, a week of Brooklyn. Maybe a week is a drag. I need, like, 3-4 days. Matter of fact, give me 5 days in Brooklyn, 5 good days, and I'm set for a few months, you know what I'm saying? I love Brooklyn. I love the city, but I can't stay there. You feel me? I can't be there forever, bro. I'm going to be broke. I'll never get nothing. Even though I moved out of Brooklyn again, this time on my own. You feel me? I moved out. You know what I'm saying? Moved to Albany and, you know, to focus. You feel what I'm saying? Get away from all the bullshit, all the noise, and just focus. I feel like everybody just need to go the fuck away and just think of some shit. Like, you feel me? Like everybody needs some time to themselves to really get to know themselves, understand themselves, you know, shit like that, all that good shit, you feel me? That's good, you know, because I feel like I learned to like and appreciate my own company a lot when I used to live in Georgia for like 2 years. Like, I ain't gonna lie, the first few months was hell. Like, I'm like, oh, I got no friends, like, whatever for me. It was hard to adjust, but I needed that shit. Just being around the street, like trees and fucking road and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was really just work home in Georgia, like, strictly all the time. I went out probably like 3 times ever when I was living in Georgia for 2 years. For me, it was just strictly homework for me, and I had mad bread, I'm not gonna lie, because it was fun, bro. It was really amazing, you know what I'm saying? I had, you know what I'm saying, like, it was fun, you know? Now, moving up here, like, it didn't really do, like, in terms of, like, adjusting off-rip, I adjusted, because I love the peace, I love the quiet, you know what I'm saying? I'm a really to myself type of person, you know? So it's like, being somewhere, being in a state, area, whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying, that's not the city, I could do that anywhere, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't really need much to really survive or be happy, you know? But, yeah, fuck what I'm saying, fuck what I'm talking about, you know? But, hold on, I'm taking a poll, everybody chill out. Everybody just calm down. I'm taking a poll right now, okay? I'm sorry. I'll take it easy. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yo, I don't like smoking with grabber. Oh my God. Oh my God. What the fuck? I don't like smoking with grabber because it's tobacco. Tobacco's not good for you. That shit is in cigarettes. That is cigarettes, okay? It's cigarettes. Stop smoking with grabber, Fonso. All that shit is not good for you. That shit is dead. Just smoke straight weed. If you know you have good gas, why are you adding grabber? You feel me? So you don't need that shit. Back then, alright, cool, whatever. You feel me? Now it's like, gas is in abundance. Like, what do you need grabber for? Like, if I use grabber, bro, ever, bro, it's because I'm literally running out of weed. And that's damn near never. But I'd have to be running out of weed. And I wanna conserve my weed. So I'm going to roll with grabber. Like, I'm going to pour some grabber in there. Pour some weed in there. For me, mix it together. Make a spliff out of it. For me. When you just doing that with straight weed, the weed gonna fucking finish mad quick. You feel me? My pre-rolls hold 1.5 grams of weed in it. Each pre-roll holds 1.5 grams. So, let's say you cop a 3.5 from me, which is an eighth. You cop a 3.5 from me, you're gonna get, and I give you pre-rolls. Let's say you want me to roll it, and I give you pre-rolls. The pre-rolls that I have, like I said, they hold 1.5 grams. So, you know, I'm not too good at math, but 1.5 plus 1.5, that's 3 grams. Cool. Which means you have how much grams left? 0.5. You have 0.5 grams left. You feel me? So, that can't make a full spliff, duh, if I'm using the pre-rolls. You feel me? So, it makes a little, like, I guess you could say half of half, or a little over half of half is what the spliff would be. If I use 0.5 in a 1.5 holding pre-roll. Yeah. So, yeah. Quick math. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I just put y'all on the mad shit. Don't go sell drugs. That doesn't mean you should go and do things that you're not supposed to do. Like, feel me? In life, what they say, don't be like me. Be better than me. And obviously we know that's not possible. Like, but it's good for you to think that you can be better than everyone that you are, you know, like, to on some like positive shit. You feel me? That's what we're doing. 2023, we're just spreading straight love and positivity. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about none of that other shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was pretty concerned. I'm kind of concerned that I was one of the only people that was concerned about the weather not matching the season. Like, it was like 70 degrees in winter or some shit like that. Like, in fucking New York City, which is crazy because that never happens. But nobody is questioning it. I'm the only one questioning it. You feel me? Why is it 70 degrees in fucking November, bro? That's scary. You know what I'm saying? Like, 7 years ago. As a matter of fact, yeah, 7 years ago when I first moved to fucking America. Nigga, that first winter I ever experienced, nigga, because I moved in November, nigga. So I moved right into fucking winter, nigga. From coming from straight tropics and trees and sunshines and all that other bullshit. I moved to America in the winter season, my nigga. You feel me? And so that shit slapped me off. Right, I got out the airport. It felt like I was still in the airport. Because it's just like, I'm like, yo, the AC came out that bitch. Like, there's AC outside. Like, that's what it felt like. It felt like cold AC. Like, colder AC. You know what I'm saying? This shit didn't make no sense to me. But I was like, oh, nah, this is stupid. But that winter was insane. Like, I saw snow for the first time. It was like, I think it hit like 12 degrees, 13 degrees, or 9, one of the two. For me, when I had to walk to school, bro, I walked from East Flatbush. I walked from the 50s to fucking, what's that place called? Wingate. Or I'd walk up like 2-3 blocks to Utica, hop on the B46, I think that bus runs in Utica, I'm not sure. That shit take me to fucking Winthrop, walk up Winthrop, walk down fucking, what's that shit called? My God. I'm really good with streets at this moment. I'm never good with streets. Ever. I'm not good with none of that shit. Oh. Kingston? I think that's the street. Wingate is on. I don't even know. Walk up that bitch. Boom. School right there. You know what I'm saying? Regular, you know? It's crazy how after niggas graduate, like, I don't take buses. I hated taking a train. Never took the train. No, I took the train. I'm not gonna lie, duh. But I never liked taking the train. The train is weird to me. Like, I'm from the Caribbean. Like, we don't have trains in the Caribbean. You know what I'm saying? Like, trains are like escalators to me. I don't like escalators. I feel like I could never get on the escalator properly. And like, I always overthink it. Like, right before I step on the shit, I always overthink it. I'm like, yo, bro, if I step on this escalator, bro, and this shit takes up like one of my legs and leave the other leg down, I'm gonna be very pissed. Like, especially if it's around a bunch of people. That's embarrassing. Imagine being 6'3", what, 280 pounds, a black nigga, scared to ride a fucking escalator, bro. Cause I'll be scared, like, if I put the wrong foot on the shit too soon, too late, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna make me, for me, shit is weird, bro. I don't even understand the science behind escalators. Shit don't make no sense, bro. Like, what's up with the world making shit do shit for us? Like, I wanna walk up the stairs like a regular nigga. You know what I'm saying? Why I gotta take an escalator? You know what I'm saying? And then there's that other shit in the airport. That shit that you, like, it's straight down, like, it's on the floor. Like, if you're walking, nigga, they have walking escalators, nigga. You step on that shit just taking you, it's moving with you, basically, like a, you know what I'm saying, like a skateboard, like, you feel me? Like, how lazy are you that you can't walk to your fucking, your gate in the airport? You're on a fucking walking escalator? Like, that's some fat-ass nigga shit, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect to fat niggas out there, you feel me? But, like, that's some fat nigga shit, bro. That shit is so weird to me. Like, you telling me niggas can't walk no more? That don't make no sense. Like, oh, shit. I'm dropping ash. Fuck. Oh, my God. It's like, even with airports so weird, like, I'm scared of heights. Like, motherfucker, like. But I've gotten more used to it, kinda. My first time riding a roller coaster when I came to America was fucking freshman year. Niggas took us on fucking Six Flags Great Adventure, some bullshit, some trip. It was roller coasters and shit for me. I hopped on a roller coaster. Motherfuckers was laughing at me. I was scared. You know what I'm saying? That shit took off. I swear on my life, I knocked the fuck out. Like, I my eyes closed off rip. I never knocked out in my life. I never passed out in my life. That right there, I passed out, and it was so weird. Like, it felt like, it was like, you know, you see them shits in movies and shit. You know when some movie shit happened to you in real life? You're like, oh, nah, that's some movie shit. That's some movie shit, bro. Like, niggas is passing out on fucking roller coasters and shit. Like, nigga, I was out, nigga. Like, I can't even remember what ride it was. I just know that shit had me done. Like, for me, word of my dad. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how I feel about aliens. I feel like we're aliens, and the niggas out there in the sky, them niggas is like humans. Like, they're the regular people. Like, isn't it weird? You never just was in your, you just chilling, and then you like, hold on, well, I gotta have 5 fingers. Why I don't got 6 fingers? You know what I'm saying? Like, why I gotta have 5 fingers on one hand? You feel me? What if I was supposed to have 2 fingers on one, or maybe none at all? But then again, how would you grab shit? You can't grab shit with a nub. You know what a nub is? A nub is like, you know them niggas with no hands? Oh my God. And them niggas with no hands, and they got like a round part for their hand. It's a nub. It's like the end of their hands are their elbows, basically. Like, niggas know what a nub is, bro. When a nigga lose a leg, bro, you feel me? You know what that shit look like, you know? But yeah, like, I feel like we need fingers, though. Like, everything we have in our bodies makes sense because we use it a different way to do and get certain shit and go about our days and shit. For me? So, I guess it makes sense. But, like, what's up with everybody saying aliens got big heads? Like, who's to say an alien got a big head? Who drew the first alien sketch? You know what I'm saying? Like, why they gotta have a big head? What if the whole time these from regular niggas, like, regular niggas just chilling? You know what I'm saying? And the niggas like, yo, I wonder how the niggas down there drawing us. Like, yo, let's draw these niggas, these human niggas with fucking regular heads and 5 fingers and 5 toes. I mean, 10 toes. I mean, yeah, 10 toes and 10 fingers. With elbows and collarbones and hips and kneecaps and shit. You feel me? Them niggas ain't drawing us like that. Them niggas probably drawing us like a bunch of ovals, like a bunch of ovals with eyes or some shit. They probably think eyes is mouths and shit. You feel me? That shit is so weird. You feel me? But I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I like to question shit. Whenever somebody says something, I'll be like, fuck you mean? You know what I'm saying? I like to question shit. You can't come to me and tell me this and I'll be like, all right, cool, I believe you. No, you gotta let me, you gotta make me believe you. You gotta let me know, like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas don't question shit no more. Niggas just be hearing shit and they just be running with it. And that's bad, bro. Like, for me, as a grown man, why are you not asking questions? There's shit in the world that needs to be questioned. Feel what I'm saying? It don't make no sense to me why people are just so lazy with themselves. Get up and do something. Be productive. You know what I'm saying? Don't, like, I'm not lazy. I'm lazy, but, like, I get shit done. Like, niggas is lazy and don't get nothing done. They don't do nothing, bro. They're just lazy all around. Like, you feel me? Like, at least I put in the effort. I make sure everything is taken care of. You know what I'm saying? Before I decide to be lazy. Ah, yo. I just, oh my God. Yo, my fucking hands are ashy. I don't know if there's a word for it, but I don't like, you know, the feel, the texture of stuff when you're not tasting it, but like feeling it when it feels weird. You just like you just fucking curl up. You're like, oh my God, what the fuck is this? My fucking hands are fucking ashy because I got the fucking window open and it's blowing on my hands. So it's making my hands ashy. And I go to grab the fucking ashtray, which is my fucking candle that's done. It's called lavender bergamot. Lavender bergamot. Okay. Y'all niggas should invest in candles because them shit's just fire, especially if you smoke. Candles is tough. But yeah, I go to grab the candle. The candle is ashy too, so it's like ash on ash, and my fingers felt weird, and I didn't even want to fucking, you know what I'm saying? That's why I had that reaction just now. It wasn't even on purpose. I'm sorry. But yeah, bro, that shit is blue lines, bro. Like, why the fuck it felt like that? You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit don't make no sense to me, bro. You know? Like, at all, like, and nobody got the answers.
You feel me? Niggas just saying what the next nigga say, and that's just not healthy at all. I feel like everybody should just have their own opinions, and yeah, that's just what I'm saying, you know? But yeah, thanks for rocking with me and my quick TED talk. This is the end of the episode. Suck my dick.
I got power, I'm a ghost, so I need me a lawyer that's moving like Proctor. And I need a better name, Betty, a chef in the kitchen that's baking way more than a crocker. Hold on, wait, let's cha-cha, walk in the park and know this game is grata. You can't say you're welcome, this ain't no Donata. Grata, grata, grata.